Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
So let's talk about one index specifically, ETF. So tech is going crazy right now. QQQ, right? Which is it's a technology ETF that has Apple, Microsoft, Nvidia, all of the top technology companies. We've talked about QQQ a lot. And that's an indicator of how the NASDAQ is doing, how tech is doing. And that's currently at a 52-week high, I believe, at $357, $358. Mm-hmm. So tech has been riding high. Mm-hmm. But what comes up must come down eventually. So I think that anybody that's watched Market Mondays at this point, you know that it's going to come down eventually. Yep. You'll have better buy points. But the key is to say, how long will it go before it comes down?
I think it can run up to the highest point probably of 380. I'm looking at charts right now. Like, it should top out like 372.44. 380, we probably should hit some resistance. But the truth is, like, yes, it's going to come down. The inverse is, if we're looking at it from a case study perspective, what other sector should a person invest in? And the truth is, the only dominant force that we have in America is our technology sector. There's no other continent or country that has a better technology development system than us. So that is our leader. So I think it'll pull back. If it gets to 380, it'll definitely pull back. Hopefully we will have a slow increase. If we have like a precipitous increase in pricing and it goes to 380, it'll tumble fast. If we ever slide back to like that 320 area, I would be elated to then get in. But I would not be looking to short.
So you wouldn't be looking to short QQQ right now?
No.
Too early. No. It's too early.
It's too early. Yeah, yeah. Like the only, if it got to 400 before September, maybe then. But a long-term short on any index is asking for death. It's like Beanie Sigel stand in front of the truck and it crashed into him and broke apart. Like, it's going to break your account if you try. Like, indexes are not meant to be shorted. So if you go to wallmine.com and go look at, or just go to CNBC or look at the institution ownership, and you can see the percentage of shorts that are on like QQQ, VTI, XLI. It's a mistake to short, because you are basically saying, I know more than every institution, and my contract is going to outperform all the weight of all the other volume coming in. That's why I always say go with the predominant direction of the market. And if you look historically all time, no matter how many pullbacks we've had, even going back to the early 2000s, if you go from 2010 through now, the rise has been incredible and people have been predicting a pullback. If I look at 2010, the price of QQQ was at $34. It's now $357. That's 10x just for holding. Not that many people have got a 10x return from shorting. The best thing to do is hold for a long period of time.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the yearly chart, you can see it's hit higher highs and higher lows, which is important. And that, you know, I mean, when we talk about you getting into a spot, you want to see it have higher lows. And so when it goes up to 325 last August, and then it pulls back down to 260.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there goes your low. Right. And it does it again in December. But then in February, it creeps back over 315. And now you can see it on a run. Right. So even if it pulls back, it's still going to be a higher low than the 260 if you had gotten it in November, right? If it comes down, and you just said that 320 mark, if it pulls back to 320, right? If you invest in it at the top of the year, you're still at the higher low than when you would have previously. So it's one of those things, man. Absolutely. I mean, sometimes when you look at your chart and you look at it from a year span, if you look at it from 2 year, obviously if we take the pandemic into account, there were higher highs before, but it's in a nice pattern here where it's having higher highs and higher lows as well.
The market is made to go up. Like, whether it's artificially rigged, whether it's quants, whether it's algo stuff, I get, but the majority of major funds, pension funds, fund of funds are buying long. Yes, you have some companies or some funds that do long, short strategies in combination. But if you are shorting, especially if you're not shorting with options or shorting with futures, like, the upside is limited, and it's a lot easier just to have money invested into the market long term. It's the same thing when people like, yo, is it over for LeBron? They've been saying LeBron is going to fall off the wagon for the last 15 years. Like, you just have to invest for the long term. And a lot of investing, the principles are really easy, but to do it is hard. I went short. Like, 400, 380 is where, like, we could see a strong pullback, but anything other than that, I think it would be a mistake. And that's why it's important to pick an index or ETF that you're going to invest in every month and just constantly put into it. Because the number of shares, I'll go back to the lesson for 2020. You want to get to 100 shares is your first goal, 1,000, and then 10,000. When you get to 10,000, you're printing some real money. Now, I know everyone won't have the means to be able to get 10,000 shares, right? But for those of you that run a business or you're high net worth or you're high income, what is the money that you've lost by sitting on the sideline waiting to see? That's the biggest thing. Like, if there's a great company, I've seen many people spend money on clothes, cars, other things, even other investment cycles. I get it, but it's really hard to debate over a 10-year or 30-year span a better investment asset class than indexes and the two big companies in tech.
Yeah. I mean, if we just talked about the S&P 10 minutes ago and we're talking about 11 companies leading the economy, you probably got about seven of them inside of that ETF when you have Apple, Microsoft, Nvidia, Tesla, Amazon, Google. I mean, they're all inside this ETF. And so I mean, it makes sense, right? If you see the economy going on those 11 mm-hmm. and it's pushing it to out of a bear market, I mean, why wouldn't you, you know, take part in that?
I mean, so much so even with Tesla, they forced GM and Ford. I mean, I know they're going to announce it as a partnership, but kudos to Elon. Listen, he got a little bit more focus. He streamlined some things. I know this has been in the works like the past like 8 months. Now, charge point gets affected. This is the one thing I want you guys to realize. Everyone on Earth is your competition.
Well, we got this in our DOA. Yeah, we got to hold off on charge point. We got to talk about some things with charge point.
Got you. But, I mean, now to have a partnership with GM and Ford on the EV side for the charging stations, that gives Tesla more power, more mass exposure. So even if you want to say maybe Ford or GM can be second in the EV space, if you've invested in top two, now the top two are now working together. Please put it in chat. Investing is really simple. I just have to hold for a 10-year period.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. The Tesla, first off, hit the like button.
Yes, please.
And share.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.